Blog Talk Radio.
Like to welcome you to wherever you may be listening from around the U.S. and around the world. I'd like to welcome you to Phase 3 Wellness. We have an exciting and informative show for you today. We're going to be talking about quite a few topics, very interesting topics. Our main topic, of course, today is how to detoxify your brain. Some new research is out with respect to that. We're going to talk about it in our first segment, which is the Week in Natural News Review segment. I'd like to welcome you, especially my friends over in Costa Rica. I also like to remind you that you can visit me on facebook.com/naturedoc. That's facebook.com/naturedoc. And I have also a Twitter page as well as a YouTube page, and I'll be making that information to you available in the coming weeks. We just want to do some redesigning there with those pages, and then we'll be giving you that information. I'd like to remind you, if you're listening, you would like to call in, you can do so at 917-889-2207. That's 917-889-2207 if you'd like to call in with a question or a comment. Also, we broadcast this show using the Blog Talk Radio platform, and if you're on radio there, if you'd like to, you can visit me in the chat room there. Just come to blogtalkradio.com and search for Phase 3 Wellness. You'll find us there. You can scroll down. You can leave a chat. If you'd like to chat, ask a question. A lot of people don't like to call in and be on the air. Nevertheless, we are going to get started. Let me give you a quick rundown again of the show. We're going to be talking about a number of things. Our main topic for this show will indeed be how to detoxify the brain. But we're also going to talk about something that's been in the news a lot this week in our first segment, the Week in Natural News Review, Obamacare and how it will affect your insurance or may affect your insurance and your costs. So your welfare as well as your health may be affected with that and with respect to that. Also, we're going to look at a quick article on Epsom salt and how Epsom salt bath works and some of the benefits of Epsom salt bath. We may or may not look at that. Then we're going to, once we move over from the Obama health care, the Affordable Care Act, once we deal with that article and also with the article dealing with the detoxification of the brain, we're going to move over into our next segment, which is the healing food segment. And we're going to talk about two different fruits today. We're going to talk about mulberries and their benefits upon the body, some of the constituents of these and how they work upon the body to encourage your good health. And we're going to talk about a fruit called graviola, which is very, very effective, said to be 10,000 times more effective than a particular type of chemotherapy as a gravioli. And then we're going to talk about ginseng. I didn't get to talk about it last week, and we probably won't finish it today because I have quite a bit of information to cover with it. It's one of the favorite herbs that I use in my practice. It's called Siberian ginseng. They're different types, but we'll be talking about Siberian ginseng, also known as Eleuthero root. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. You're listening to Phase 3 Wellness. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come back, and we're going to get started. Back in just a moment.
You are listening to Blue Zone Wellness with Dr. Keith Henry on BlueZoneWellness.org. Be sure to join us here every week at the same time.
You're listening to Phase 3 Wellness with Dr. Keith Henry. Be sure to listen right here every week at the same time. You can also visit Dr. Henry on Facebook at facebook.com/naturedoc. Thanks for listening, and here's to your health.
Do you know anyone that has health issues? Of course you do. Have you noticed the rise in popularity of natural therapies and alternative medicine? Sure you have. Have you ever wondered if alternative therapies work or if it's just all quackery? Then you need to visit the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog at phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Keith Henry, ND, is trained in natural naturopathy and provides amazing insight at the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog that he has gained from years of hands-on experience. Check it out after this show at phase3ministries.com/WordPress.
Welcome back to Phase 3 Wellness. I again welcome you. Thank you for joining me wherever you may be. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. If you'd like to call in with a question or comment anytime during the show, you can do so at 917-889-2207. That's 917-889-2207. You can visit us here at Phase 3 Wellness, blogtalkradio.com/Phase 3 Wellness. We're right here, and you can scroll down and you'll see us, and we have the chat room open. At any rate, we're going to go ahead and get started here, and we're going to look at our first article. This is the Week in Natural News Review segment. If you haven't listened before, this is the segment where I look at articles that came out with respect to primarily natural health, sometimes other issues in health, but primarily natural health, alternative medicine, et cetera, and health issues in general. Articles that came out primarily from natural health sites, sometimes from or the popular mainstream media sites, if it's a good article comes out dealing with health, and we try and deal with the article that came out in the following week. Hence, this segment is called The Week in Natural News Review. And so this first article that we're going to look at is it came from naturalnews.com, and it's written by Mike Adams, the health ranger. And in this particular article, the name of it is Democrats Now Admit They Knew All Along That Millions Would Lose Their Existing Health Plans. And as many of you who are listening know, this was a big issue in the U.S. media this week. And this, among other things, came out that the Democrats and the Obama administration actually were aware for at least 3 years, according to NBC News, that many Americans would lose their insurance, notwithstanding the fact that they had actually been promised repeatedly that they would be able to keep their insurance. They would also be able to keep their doctors. Now, for the record here, I am not a Democrat, nor am I a Republican. I don't have any political affiliations. And so when that's just for the record. And as this article goes on to point out, Mike Adams is very very poignant in this article. He goes on, he starts out by saying, the degree of betrayal found in the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, is finally coming to the surface, and it's intense. He goes on to say, as a top Democrat admitted today, the Democrats knew all along that Obamacare would cause millions to lose their health coverage. He says, yet they continue to promote it with premeditated lies such as, quote, you can keep your current health plan if you like it, and, quote, your health insurance costs would be lower than a phone bill. He goes on to quote Democratic House Whip Steny Hoyer in a National Review.com article. And Steny Hoyer says in this article, we knew that there would be some policies that would not qualify and therefore people would lose their existing coverage. He goes on to quote Steny Hoyer further in this NationalReview.com article he quotes the National Review .com article saying the following. He says, National Review goes on to report this astonishing exchange. Asked by another reporter how repeated statements by Obama to the contrary weren't misleading, Hoyer said, I don't think the message was wrong. I think the message was accurate. It was not precise enough. It should have been caveated with assuming you have a policy that in fact does what the bill is designed to do. In other words, Mike Adams goes on to say, and that's the end of the quote, in other words, lying to the public is not wrong. It's inaccurate but not precise. Now, as I said before, I've heard the repeated claims by the current administration, that if you have you would be able to keep your doctor and you would also be able to keep your insurance provider. It's coming out now that that's apparently not true, and Steny Hoyer is admitting here that they knew that some people would lose it. So that's not being less than precise. That's being dishonest. When you stand up and when you say you can keep your health care insurance if you already have it, the bill won't affect it, or you can keep your current doctor, it won't affect it. And if you stand up and say that while knowing all along that some people will actually lose their health care provider, the health care insurance, because some of the policies might not be in harmony with some of the provisions of the bill, then say that. Say that out front, and so that the people can make an informed decision. It appears to me at this point maybe they realize that they wouldn't be able to get the bill passed if they had pointed that out. Who knows? I don't know. I'm not sure. But it does not look good when our elected leaders appear to have purposely deceived the people for whatever ends that they have decided should be. As Mike Adams continues in this article, again at naturalnews.com, he goes on to say, this is how Democrats think, of course. And I would add, this is how both parties think, given some of the politicians think. And when I say both parties, I don't mean to imply that everybody in both parties think a particular way. You can't make broad generalizations that way. But everyone who is a member of particular parties do understand that party's platform in general. And if they agree with it or go along with it, then you're partially responsible for that which you support or promote, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Now, in this particular article, Mike Adams goes on to say further that and I'm quoting him, the lies of the Obama administration are now so blatant and undeniable that even the mainstream media is starting to expose them. He goes on to say NBC News reported that, quote, millions of Americans are getting or are about to get cancellation letters for their health insurance under Obamacare, say experts, and the Obama administration has known that for at least 3 years, end quote. Mike Adams goes on to quote NBC News further. He says, quote, 50 to 70% of the 14 million consumers who buy their insurance individually can expect to receive a cancellation letter or the equivalent over the next year because their existing policies don't meet the standards mandated by the new health care law. One expert predicts that number could reach as high as 80%. And all say that many of those forced to buy price of your new policies will experience sticker shock. The administration knew that more than 40 to 67% of those in the individual market would not be able to keep their plans even if they liked them. Yet President Obama, who had promised in 2009 if you like your health plan, you will be able to keep your health plan, was still saying in 2012, quote, if you already have health insurance, you will keep your health insurance. And end quote. And that is Mike Adams in this article quoting. That entire quote there was from NBC News. It came out this week. So here we have a problem. We have a problem, and the problem is that they knew that even if you have a good insurance that wasn't really expensive and it met all of the requirements that you thought it needed to meet for your personal situation, you would not be able to keep it. They knew that you would not be able to keep it in many cases. And so, as I said earlier, why not just say that? Why not just say, listen, some insurance plans you're not going to be able to keep. As simple as that. Instead of telling the people repeatedly, if you like your current health care plan and if you like your current doctor, you will be able to keep them. There were no caveats given. There were no exceptions given. And this is readily a deception. Now to continue with what Mike Adams is saying in this particular article, he goes on to say further that there will be a massive cost, a financial cost, and could possibly leave tens of millions of people medically bankrupt and also with no insurance. Now, it's always been my position as a healthcare professional that before we had this current health insurance system, the insurance companies were taking advantage of people. The healthcare costs were skyrocketing out of control. And the main reason for that was not so much we needed a new system that shifted the costs and burden from those who didn't have insurance and shifted the cost and burden to everyone else. And because essentially this program shifts the cost of burden to everyone for everyone else. So that means if I choose to eat healthy and exercise and sleep right and do all the things that would tend to reduce my health care costs, I'm not going to get a reduction because I have to pay in to someone else who may not care more too much about their health and who's going to have to use the system over and over and over because they refuse to take a responsibility for good health. And I now may take responsibility for my health, and because I'm taking responsibility for my health and they're not, and I'm not using the system, I'm not using it, but I'm having to use it to pay for them because they're not taking care of themselves. And then when you add to that, we have a sick care system. We do not have a health care system. Our system is designed, the way medicine is currently practiced in this country, it is designed in terms, especially when it comes to chronic disease care, like heart disease and diabetes, et cetera. These chronic diseases are just treated. They're not typically healed or cured. They're just treated. So that's a cash cow, as we've talked about on Phase 3 Wellness before. So what happens then is that the health care system or the sick care system got way out of control. The costs are way out of control. Not only that, the insurance companies were not covering alternative medicine by and large, or natural medicine by and large. Notwithstanding, people, it's always been my position that if I chose to buy insurance, and I paid my insurance premium every time monthly when I chose to go to a doctor, whether I chose to go to an allopathic doctor or a homeopath or a naturopath or a massage therapist, whoever I chose to go to, then if I'm paying the premium, then I should be able to choose the provider that I want to go to. That has not been the case. This has been one of the reasons that the healthcare cost has been going through the roof. If you were to go to a doctor and the doctor, the insurance company would cover, say, for instance, if you have diabetes, and the insurance company covers the cost of the diagnosis, the lancets, the insulin for months and even years for life. Where you go to a alternative practitioner and you listen to him or her, and maybe you can reverse your diabetes in 2 weeks. Now, which is cheaper? And you can see why our healthcare system, on the route that it was on, it was about to bankrupt the country within 10 years. Both Democrats and Republicans agreed on that. The problem with it is that have we come up with something now that's much worse or that's better? I would submit to you that it's not going to get better because we did not address the underlying cause. The underlying cause is not to give more drugs because drugs do not heal. They do not cure. The underlying cause is to deal with our health, our current health state, and because we have not done that, we simply shifted who would be paying the bills, and the insurance companies, the one that we claim to have been the big villains, now are going to have people forced onto their roles, and they're going to be in many cases more than happy because they're not going to lose money. Simply they're not. So that's what we have to understand. So remember, there's a very close connection between your health and your wealth, and we're about to see this. Now, another issue that has cropped up with this is you have people who were barely making it, especially the middle class, lower middle class, and higher middle class. Not so much the higher middle class, but especially the lower middle class and the middle class who may have just been making it, or even those who may just be about to go into the middle class who may just been making it, and they're making it, and they're able to go from paycheck to paycheck and maybe put $100 or a couple of $100 back a month in a savings account of some sort. Now they're going to have to take that money they were saving, and they're going to have to buy insurance. And they're going to be forced to do it. To continue with this article, Mike Adams says, here are just a few of the lies we've all been told. And he goes on to point out five of them. He says, one, the average family, lie number one, he says the average family insurance plan will cost $2,500 less per year. He says lie number two is you can keep your plan, period. Lie number three, you can keep your doctor. Lie number four, he says the ACA will only add $900 billion to the deficit over the next 10 years. And lie number five, this is all about providing affordable health insurance to nearly all Americans. In truth, he says it's all about the utter destruction of the U.S. economy. Then he points out the sticker shock that people are experiencing. Again, here we're back to the health and wealth connection. He says, as we're all now discovering, Obamacare isn't affordable health care. It's health care mandated at price-gouging monopoly rates. He says, for example, as NBC News reports, quote, George Schwab, 62, of North Carolina, said he was perfectly happy with his plan from Blue Cross and Blue Shield, which also insured his wife for a $228 monthly premium. So here you have, according to NBC News, George Schwab and his wife were both covered for $228 a month. But this past September, he was surprised to receive a letter saying his policy was no longer available. The comparable plan the insurance company offered him carried a $1,208 monthly premium and a $5,500 deductible. Amazing. So he'll go from paying he'll go from paying $228 a month to paying $1,208 a month. He goes on, Mike Adams also goes on this, he says further, the National News reported on a case where one couple was being told they would have to pay 539% more for health care coverage thanks to Obamacare. Their rates were going up from $212 per month to $1,356.60 per month. And so here you have it. It's not a pretty picture. Finally, I'll read one last quote from this article, and here Mike Adams is actually quoting from, some comments from some of the people who had basically been burned by their new insurance rates. One guy left a quote, I have no insurance. Before Obamacare, I was responsible for 100% of my health care costs. After Obamacare, I'm still responsible for 100% of my health care costs, but I have to pay the government a fine out of the money I was going to pay for my health care with. Is this a great plan or what? You're listening to Phase 3 Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. We just finished discussing an article that was published this week from naturalnews.com talking about some of the sticker shock that American consumers are experiencing under the Affordable Care Act, or also known as Obamacare. And it is definitely a bill that is getting a lot of people frustrated and upset, and understandably so. If you go from paying $268 a month to paying $1,208 a month for essentially the same thing, that will essentially wipe out the wealth of the middle class. Because if you look at it, the poor, for the most part, the subsidies for them is probably not going to affect them too much. The very, very rich, they're not going to be affected too much because it's not really going to affect them. It's typically going to be the middle class. And it seems to be most of the things that have been coming out of both parties recently have tended to have affected the middle class more than anyone else. But this is not a political show. But health care has been politicized to a degree, so we had to cover that. Just briefly. Now we're going to move on to our second article, which is the main article of our broadcast today. And we're going to be talking about a very interesting concept. And this is our concept. I read a couple of articles on it, and one from naturalnews.com I read, and the other one from Mercola.com. I read both of them, but we'll cite the one from Mercola.com for now. It came out on October 31st by Dr. Mercola. And the article was entitled, Sleep is Critical for Brain Detoxification, Groundbreaking Research Finds. And I read an additional article as well, but I'll throw a little in from that one as we discuss this one and cite some of the quotes from this one. But interestingly enough, if you've listened here before, you know that I talk about we have laws of health, essentially eight laws of health. The first one is trust in the Creator. The second one is sunshine. The next one is exercise. The next one is water, then air, then rest and diet, and then self-control or temperance. And so here we have a an outline of what I call the ultimate healing system. There is a health plan that you can be on. If you follow it, that can be improved upon, that will give you better health results for prevention or for curing or healing than those laws of health. Now, those laws of health are broad, and there are subsections under those laws of health. Like, for instance, if I say under the health care law, water. Yes, we know there's water, but then we look at it, how does water affect the body beneficially? How can water be used therapeutically? It can be used therapeutically internally. It can be used therapeutically externally. We use it for hydrotherapy. We use it in herbal combinations. We use it for wet baths, for steam baths. But there are different ways to use water. And so when you begin to look at water, the broad healthcare law is water, but then how do you use it to stay healthy? How do you use it to heal the body after getting sick? And so this is when I talk about the laws of health, I'm talking about the broad categories, and each law of health has a wealth of information of healing that falls underneath it. And the one thing that we're going to talk about today is the health law of sleep and this new research that's come out recently and that ties sleep to the detoxification of our brains. Again, in this particular article, Dr. Mercola points out how scientists have long tried to tease out the purpose of sleep. And, of course, he said there are countless studies that have concluded that sleep is deeply interconnected, rather, with your health in a myriad of ways. And just one example, he says, previous research has found that sleep deprivation has the same effect on your immune system as physical stress or illness. So here we have before, and we've talked about this on here before, different benefits of the laws of health. But just so you know, sleep deprivation suppresses your immune system, and it has the exact same effect on your immune system as if you were stressing, because lack of sleep causes the body to stress. It's a stressor, or as illness. He goes on to point out further, quite simply, if you do everything else right, if you don't sleep enough, your health and well-being will still suffer. You may even die prematurely should poor sleep plague you long-term. Then he points out how researchers at the University of Rochester Medical Center, URMC Center for Translational Neuromedicine, believe they may have discovered yet another clue as to why sleep is mandatory for good health, and especially our brain health. He said that their report published in the journal Science reveals that our brain has a unique method of removing toxic waste through what's been dubbed the lymphatic system. Now, you've heard me talk on here before about the necessity of removing waste from the body, detoxifying the body. You've heard me say that when you're cleansing the body, clean the colon first, also clean the liver, then clean the blood. The same applies to your brain, all parts of the body. Detoxification is essential to health. You wouldn't use the restroom. You wouldn't go and have a bowel movement and leave it in your toilet for weeks and days and years on end. That could be problematic. So use dishes and leave food in them and leave it in your sink for months and years and years and years. The food would rot, spoil, and your house would smell very unpleasant. And so if this is true with respect to other areas of life, you would have to understand that it's also true with respect to our bodies. And so here we have a way we're finding now that sleep is crucial, essential for our brains to actually be detoxified. The article goes on to say the clincher is that this system ramps up its activity during sleep. The lymphatic system has been discovered to be chiefly responsible for removing toxic waste from the brain. And as he points out, the clincher is that it does its activity during the time that we're asleep, thereby allowing our brains to clear out toxins, including harmful proteins linked to brain disorders such as Alzheimer's, he says, for example. He points out that what's more, they discovered that our brain cells actually shrink by about 60% during the time that we're asleep, and this allows for more efficient waste removal. So our brain cells shrink. It's almost like, imagine like maybe little streams of water or several rivers that are trying to go through and clean, but they can't get through. And then someone somehow goes through and they dig a little canal through and allow the water to go through. but they dig a canal that's 40 feet across and allows the fluid to go through. This is something similar to what happens in our brains. According to Dr. Mercola says, according to lead author Mackin Nedergaard, I think her name is pronounced Nedergaard, M.D., she says, this study shows that the brain has different functional states when asleep and when awake. In fact, the restorative nature of sleep appears to be the result of the active clearance of the byproducts of neural activity that accumulate during wakefulness. He goes on to say, Dr. Mercola says, in your body, the lymphatic system is a system responsible for eliminating cellular waste products. However, the lymphatic system does not include your brain. And he points out the reason for this is the blood-brain barrier. Again, the blood-brain barrier is a barrier in your brain, basically, or in your bloodstream, which actually controls what can go into your brain and what cannot. In a previous animal study, the same Dr. Nedergaard showed that the brain actually has its own unique waste disposal system, and is similar to that of your separate lymphatic system. And this system she calls the lymphatic system, and it piggybacks on the blood vessels in your brain. So the G in lymphatic is a nod to glial cells, the brain cells that actually manage this detoxification system. So by pumping cerebral spinal fluid through your brain tissues, the lymphatic system actually flushes the waste from your brain back into your body's circulatory system. From there, the waste eventually reaches your liver, where it's ultimately cleansed or eliminated from your body. During sleep, the lymphatic system becomes 10 times more active than during the time that you were awake. Simultaneously, your brain cells are reduced in size, like I said earlier, by about 60%. So this system, what she called it, the lymphatic system, becomes 10 times more active when we're asleep than when we're awake. And so that means it increases the ability to clean toxins and poisons out of your brain area by 10 times the amount it could do so when you're awake. He points out how this creates more space in between the cells, giving the cerebral spinal fluid more space to flush out the debris. He says that amyloid beta, for example, which are the proteins that form the notorious plaque found in the brains of those who have Alzheimer's, is removed in significantly greater quantities when you are asleep. And then he cites a quote in Time magazine that says, quote, "The findings raise interesting questions about how sleep may affect the progression of Alzheimer's or other neurodegenerative disorders, but they also provide a strong warning for anybody who skips sleep. The short version, don't." And again, back to the lead author of the study, Dr. Nedergaard, she says, quote, "The brain only has limited energy at its disposal, and it appears that it must choose between two different functional states, awake and aware, or asleep and cleaning up." She says, "You can think of it like having a house party. You can either entertain the guests or clean up the house, but you can't really do both at the same time." These findings, she says, have significant implications for treating dirty brain disease like Alzheimer's. Understanding precisely how and when the brain activates the lymphatic system and clears waste is a critical first step, she says, in efforts to potentially modulate the system and make it work more efficiently. So think about that. We natural health practitioners have always said it's very, very important to cleanse the body first. We've always said that. And once you understand the necessity of cleansing the colon and the gastrointestinal tract, and if you listen to me on before, I've talked about the second brain that you have in your gastrointestinal tract, the neurons. You have pretty much the exact type of neurons that you have in your brain, you have in your gastrointestinal tract, and these neurons actually send messages up to your brain. So many people who have depression and other problems, mental problems, they actually have mental illness of the second brain in the gastrointestinal tract first before they have mental illness of the brain at the top. And so you have to remember, when we're talking about the body, we have to address the body from a holistic perspective. And when those natural practitioners talk about cleansing and cleaning, it's not only for the outward of the body, the outside of the body, but it's very, very important to cleanse both the inside and the outside of the body. Now, back to this article with respect to our physical health or with our brain, the cleansing of this brain, of this system, this new scientific evidence that has come out. Dr. Mercola points out further, he says, sleep is usually one of the first things people sacrifice when the going gets tough, and this could be a critical mistake. First of all, he says, significant memory impairment can occur after a single night of poor sleep, meaning only 4 to 6 hours. So if you're a person that you're suffering from sleep deprivation and you're getting 4 to 6 hours of sleep, and I've experienced it myself, not getting enough sleep, and my memory, I can see the difference in my memory if I don't get enough sleep. Significant. And as he points out, significant memory impairment can occur after just one night of poor sleep, meaning getting between 4 to 6 hours of sleep. He points out how also it's also detrimental. It also has a detrimental impact, rather, on your ability to think clearly the next day. And not only that, it decreases your problem-solving ability. So students, if you're not getting sleep, if you're working in a job that requires, well, all jobs require the use of your brain in some capacity, you're going to lessen the capacity, your capacity to work efficiently, to be sharp and have skill when you're not getting enough sleep. And there's really nothing you can do about it if you didn't get enough sleep, because it's just a physical impossibility for the brain to operate to the extent that it would have operated had you gotten the amount of sleep that you needed. Dr. Mercola points out further, but foggy headedness and forgetfulness are the least of the worries you should ignore your poor sleeping habits. He says, aside from impacting your immune function, as briefly mentioned earlier, poor sleep is now known to have multivariate detrimental effects on your health, courtesy of your circadian system. Now, I wrote about this also in my book, Biblical Foundations of Wellness, and I talked extensively about the importance of sleep. Because in this book, I talked about the 8 laws of health that we've been discussing here, and one of the ones I talked about from a scientific position was sleep, and how the many multivariate detrimental effects on your health and on your body when you don't get enough sleep. And again, it disrupts your circadian system, which drives the rhythms of the biological activity at the cellular level of your body. Also, and you have to understand that disruptions to the biological clock tend to cascade outward through your entire body. And then Dr. Mercola points out some of the things that are affected when you don't get enough sleep. And we're talking about how it affects your brain. It increases your risk of heart disease. It can harm your brain by halting new cell production. He points out how sleep deprivation can increase your level of corticosterone, which is a stress hormone, resulting in fewer new brain cells being created in your hippocampus, which is an area of your brain. And it can impair your ability to lose excess pounds or maintain your ideal weight. And he says this is likely the effect of altered metabolism, because when you're sleep deprived, leptin, which is a hormone that signals satiety or makes you, it's the hormone that makes you feel hungry or want to eat. He says this hormone falls while ghrelin, which signals hunger, rises. I'm sorry, I said that backwards. Leptin is the one that makes you feel full, and ghrelin is the one that makes you feel hungry. It also contributes to your pre-diabetic state, making you feel hungry even if you've already eaten, which can actually wreak havoc on your weight as well. Some of you may know that if you're having problems with your diet or controlling your appetite. It can actually accelerate, lack of sleep can also actually accelerate tumor growth, primarily due to disrupted melatonin production. And melatonin actually inhibits the proliferation of a wide range of cancer cell types, as well as triggering cancer and cell destruction, cell death destruction. So the hormone also interferes, again, melatonin interferes with new blood supply tumors require for their rapid growth. So when you're not getting the amount of melatonin you need, it's not just it makes me feel sleepy, but it has serious potentially dangerous and serious effects with respect to cancer developing in the body and tumors growing. Lack of sleep actually also raises your blood pressure. It can also contribute to premature aging by interfering with your growth hormone production, normally released by your pituitary gland during the time that you're asleep, and also during certain types of exercise, such as high-intensity training. Not only that, lack of sleep can also exacerbate chronic diseases, as Dr. Mercola points out, as Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, multiple sclerosis, gastrointestinal tract disorders, kidney disease, as well as behavioral problems in children. So we can see how something as simple as lacking sleep can cause all kinds of problems. And so when the brain, which is dirty, or you have dirty brain disease, I guess you could call it, if you're not getting enough sleep, that's what it leads to. If the brain, if the brain has a specific system designed to detoxify it, and this system works primarily when we're asleep, and if we're not getting enough sleep, of course we end up with dirty brain disease, the same way many people have dirty bowels or dirty blood or dirty liver. And the ultimate outcome of that, if that, is that you will get sick. You've heard me say this before. Your pH will be thrown off. It will move from being slightly alkaline to being acid. The acid pH of the fluids of the system will cause inflammation to set in, and inflammation is a marker for many, many, many diseases. You're listening to Phase 3 Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come back, and we're going to flip over to our next segment. And this segment is our healing food segment, and we're going to talk about the benefits of two different foods. We're going to talk of fruit. We're going to talk about some of the health benefits of mulberries. You'd be surprised to find out how efficient these things are that the Creator has given us. And we're also going to talk about an unusual tropical fruit, ravioli, which is said to be 10,000 times more effective at treating cancer than some types of chemotherapy. Again, you're listening to Phase 3 Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. I'll be back in just a moment.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND, at www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. The simple natural...
You're listening to Phase 3 Wellness with Dr. Keith Henry. Be sure to listen right here every week at the same time. You can also visit Dr. Henry on Facebook at facebook.com/naturedoc. Thanks for listening, and here's to your health.
Do you know anyone that has health issues? Of course you do. Have you noticed the rise in popularity of natural therapies and alternative medicine? Sure you have. Have you ever wondered if alternative therapies work, or if it's just all quackery? Then you need to visit the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog at phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Keith Henry, ND, is trained in natural naturopathy and provides amazing insight at the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog that he has gained from years of hands-on experience. Check it out after this show at phase3ministries.com/WordPress.
Hi, and welcome back. About 15 left program. Our healing food segment is a segment that we talk about a food, or a fruit or a vegetable, some food, and we talk about the benefits of it, how it benefits the body, the nutritional value of it, etc. In our last segment, we're going to pivot up and we're going to be talking about Siberian ginseng, and that's our healing herb, healing supplement segment. So just stay tuned. Now we're going to go ahead and go into our first healing fruit today. And sometimes we talk about several. Sometimes we talk about one. We're going to talk about two today. We're going to talk about mulberry, the mulberry. And again, if you don't know what it looks like, just Google a picture of a mulberry. Google or Bing or Yahoo. And let's talk a little bit about it. Mulberry is actually very nutrient dense. And the berries can also add a nice boost to your daily diet, because not only are the berries beneficial, but also the leaves are beneficial. And if you look at the mulberry in terms of some of the nutritional benefits of it, it actually provides a very impressive amount of fiber. In fact, just 1/3 cup of mulberry gives you about 20% of your daily requirement of fiber. As you know, all fruits have fiber. They have digestible fiber. And this is why you hear me talk about eating in harmony with the colors of the rainbow. Again, you heard me say that the closer you eat to the garden, and the closer you eat in harmony with the colors of the rainbow, the better off you will be. The healthier you will be, etc. Now, also, I would like to talk about, with respect to mulberry, the benefits of it in terms of protein. It actually has a very good, they're a very good source of protein as well. They carry about 4 grams of protein per serving. Not only that, research has shown that extracts of white mulberry actually can inhibit both hepatitis C as well as HIV. So again, that's a mulberry, one of those fruits that the Creator has given us. Due to notable levels of resveratrol, scientists tell us, the berry possesses anti-carcinogenic or anti-cancer causing as well as anti-inflammatory properties. It also, some research also shows that that these mulberries, because of their high amounts of antioxidants and that are very neuroprotective, they can protect the brain against Parkinson's as well as Alzheimer's. They're also full of antibacterial as well as antiviral properties, which actually can actually help keep down inflammation as well as cancer as well as diabetes. And as a result of having all these antioxidants, it naturally helps keep aging down. Finally, blood sugar levels are tamed with mulberry as well. And so if you are a diabetic, eating these berries can actually help keep your blood sugar stabilized. In fact, there's some scientists have believed that DNJ, one of the constituents of mulberry, actually minimizes the risk of diabetes mellitus. So again, if you haven't eaten mulberries, or if you're not familiar with mulberries, I highly recommend that you add them to your diet. They're actually also very high in your vitamin B complex. Your B complex vitamins, that's very, very good if you deal with stress, your adrenal glands. They're also high in vitamin C as well as in vitamin K. They have good significant amounts of iron, potassium, manganese, as well as magnesium. So you're dealing there with a power-packed piece of fruit there when we're dealing with mulberries. Now we're going to look at the fruit. Not a new fruit, but it's considered a super fruit. I came across it maybe a couple of years ago, actually quite by accident, and began to do a little bit more research on it. And it's not something that's that popular here in the U.S. as of yet. More and more research has started to come out on it. But it's called graviola. And graviola is basically, it's also known as soursop. Many of my friends and maybe from the Jamaica, the Caribbean, other areas, they would be familiar with soursop. That's one of the names it's known as. But it's really a fruit. It's known as soursop, guanabana, and it represents a lot more than just a pretty name. It's actually a super fruit, and it contains a whole lots of compounds that are thousands of times more effective than chemotherapy at treating many types of cancer. Now, there's one article from naturalnews.com said that scientific research published in the Journal of Natural Products back in 1996 revealed, perhaps for the first time ever, that graviola and graviola seeds in particular contain a cytotoxic compound that is literally 10,000 times more potent than the common chemotherapy drug, adriamycin, at treating cancer. And the article said that unlike this and other toxic chemotherapy drugs, graviola does not damage healthy cells in the process, and it only targets malignant cells for destruction. It's very interesting. According to the article, this particular article I'm looking at right now, it grows wild in the Amazon rainforest and is quite large and looks similar to an avocado. But inside, it contains a white, fleshy pulp that can be eaten whole or you can juice it. It's like in Brazil, it says, for example, the fruit of graviola has long been used to make fresh juice or mixed with milk and then frozen to make fresh sherbet. He says that the fruit can also be dried and turned into powder for distribution in colder regions where the fruit does not grow natively. So here we have another one of those powerful fruit that the Creator has given us. that if we were eating these types of fruits and eating these things on a consistent basis, we would not see the constant rise of cancer and some of these other diseases, especially cancer. It's one of the fastest growing abnormalities that we're dealing with now. Not only that, the fruit actually has some other benefits as well. Beforehand, there was not a lot of science to back up as many claims about the health benefits that were being made by these native cultures. But they've been, which is usually the case, where indigenous people have been using these things and they've seen the benefits, and someone said, oh, well, there's no science behind it, or this and that and the other. And I'm not trying to minimize the effect of science and the benefit of science, but you also have to use common sense. And if you have something that a people or a culture has been using for years or for centuries, and it's been working consistently, science needs to sometimes take down and say, okay, maybe there's something here, and not just write it off. Research shows that with extract from Gravilla, this tree if you take extract from this tree, the research shows that it may be possible to attack cancer safely as well as effectively with an all-natural therapy that does not cause extreme nausea, nor weight loss, nor hair loss. Not only that, the research shows that it also may be able to protect your immune system and avoid deadly infections. It may also be able to make you feel strong and healthier throughout the course of cancer treatment. And it also may be able to boost your energy and improve your outlook on life by lifting your spirits and helping even with depression. Now, there was that same article that I mentioned earlier from naturalnews.com says this. It says, not surprisingly, the drug industry has repeatedly tried to synthesize and patent the disease-fighting compound found naturally in Graviella. Leaked data reveals that one unnamed drug company in particular spent 7 years and hundreds of millions of dollars trying to replicate Graviella's innate healing compounds and claim them as its own. But these efforts ultimately fail, and thanks to an insider source, we now know the truth about Graviella. Beyond this, article says, there is also copious published science replete with evidence corroborating what this drug company found. The National Cancer Institute, for instance, has known since the 1970s that Graviella leaves and branches attack and destroy malignant cancer cells, and research conducted many years later at the Catholic University in South Korea found that Graviella seeds target colon and lung cancer cells. As far as the fruit goes, you may be able to find it at some grocery and health food stores in your area, as the Citizens column. There are several different soursop juice manufacturers, distributors, and suppliers worldwide. So here you have something I've said before. It's not that many of the pharmaceutical companies do not really believe or know the benefit of many herbs and remedies. It's that they recognize these things given in their natural state, and thereby being unable to patent them pose a threat to their financial dominance and their financial monopolies in many cases. And so as a result, rather than try and fight with them with these, they simply try and suppress them, or they simply put out propaganda tearing down natural remedies, tearing down natural remedy practitioners, and making fun of that which actually works, so that many people would buy their particular product. And this, again, I don't want to be mean to be to understand to say that I am against allopathic medicine. I'm not. It has its place. I'm against the abuses of it, against the dishonesty of those who would be dishonest with respect to what its capacities are, and those who would try and use it to shut out free market and suppress the ability of others to bring goods, products, and services to the marketplace that could benefit all of us, and so that they might monopolize the system and keep many things away from people who many people I suspect have died, who had they had some of these healing, or had they known about some of these healing herbs or healing foods, would have lived to this day. They would have gotten more time, but for the the greed of some individuals or whatever might have been their motivation. You're listening to Phase 3 Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. We're going to go ahead and pivot into our last segment. And this segment is Healing Herb, Healing Supplement segment. We didn't get to it last week. We're going to begin, as I said earlier today, with it, but we won't finish it. And this is Siberian ginseng. It's also known as Eleuthero root. Other names are Devil Shrub, Touch Me Not, etc. This is one of my favorite remedies to recommend because I've seen it work, and I've seen it work time and time again, and I've seen it work consistently, especially when taken in extract or tincture form. Now, Siberian ginseng is, of course, it's a shrub, and the use of Siberian dates back about 2,000 years. However, it was, quote, rediscovered in Siberia in 1855 and mistaken for ginseng and used with good results as a substitute for Panax ginseng. Thus, it was named Siberian ginseng. Now, ginseng, or Siberian ginseng, is considered an adaptogen. And an adaptogen is known in herbology as a herb that actually helps us to adapt to particular situations. And it also helps the body to adapt, and thereby it normalizes your body functions. It inhibits the stress response by reducing the activity of the adrenal cortex. In fact, it is an immune stimulant that is especially useful for preventing infection during times of intense physical activity as well as prolonged periods of stress. That's one of the cases that I recommend taking it in my practice is when people are under a large amount of stress, their adrenal glands are being depleted, they're going into or already in adrenal fatigue. It's one of the things that I recommend that they take to help rebuild their adrenals, to help their adrenal, help prevent going into a state of adrenal fatigue, because there's a lot of pressure on your adrenal glands, consuming of your B-complex vitamins, which can be very problematic. This again, is one of the reasons it's my favorite. One of my favorite herbs, again, Siberian ginseng we're speaking about here. Also, Siberian ginseng is a stress-fighting, not only a stress-fighting herb, but it's also a depression-relieving herb. It does have depression-relieving capacities to it. In fact, it's even been used in the treatment of ADD, or attention deficit disorder. And also, some athletes use it. It's been shown to give them strength, more longevity, as I said earlier, when they're working out. Now, Siberian ginseng, let me explain, it actually supports your body by helping your liver detoxify harmful toxins. You've heard me talk about how very, very important it is to keep that liver detoxified. It also can help when it comes to detoxifying the body. It also can be helped, or rather the liver. It can also be beneficial in helping to detoxify the liver in terms when there have been chemotherapeutic agents introduced into your body or radiation exposure. You've been introduced or exposed to radiation, and the liver needs to be helped detoxify. In any of these issues, Siberian ginseng is very, very helpful in these situations. Preliminary studies in Russia confirm the use of Siberian ginseng for people undergoing chemotherapy as well as radiation therapy for cancer to help actually alleviate the side effects and to help bone marrow recover more quickly. So again, if you are going through cancer, chemotherapy, et cetera, right now, I would recommend, and again, this is not medical advice, but I would recommend that you enter, if you look into Siberian ginseng to help offset some of the side effects, if that's the way that you've chosen to go, and also look into COQ10. To help actually also offset some of the side effects. We're going to stop right there with some of the Siberian ginseng can do with respect to setting off, offsetting some of the side effects of cancer. We'll continue with that. We'll plan to continue with that next week. I'd like to thank you for listening. I'm about out of time. I'd like to thank you for listening to Phase 3 Wellness. And I'd like to ask you, to remind you to visit me again next week. Same time, same place. I'd remind you, if you're listening to this show and you came in the middle, The replay will be available in probably about 10 minutes after the show is over. You can listen again. You can listen on your cell phone, your mobile device, on your laptop, whatever it is. Until next week, God bless you.